If you're an athlete, you know the greatest motivator of all is the fear of letting your teammates down. After all, a team is only as good as its weakest link. So you owe it to those wearing the same jersey as you to be your best every time you step on the field. That's why there's no vape in team. When you vape, you can expose your lungs to toxic chemicals that can damage your lungs. If you're a step behind, the team's a step behind. Brought to you by The Real Cost and the FDA.
Fratelloni's Hardware and Garden Stores brings you Garage Logic Podcast number 1244, Feb 13, 2024. 51 degrees was the high on this day in 1890, and it was 23 below on this day in 1905.
Hail the flashlight, King!
Hail you!
And now, from the mayor's office above the boathouse on the east shore of Spoon Lake, it's Garage Logic. With Chris Reavers manning Technology Corner, Kenny Olson from the Krabby Coffee Shop, John Hite in the newsroom, and of course, the rookie. Here is your flashlight king, fireworks commissioner, and the keeper of common sense, your mayor, Joe Soucheray.
You think it's true that Alexandria Ocasio, what's her last name?
Cortez.
She wants Elon Musk to get a sample of the sun, but she said it should be done at night when it's cooler.
You got to be kidding.
There's no way.
I know. A guy sent me that, and I searched mightily to because it's plausible that she's that stupid.
Yes.
But, God, I laughed at that. But go at night, she said.
Well, right. That's you clever. Would want to go at night.
I think she was pulling our legs.
For there is the split second that made you go, well, hang on.
Not only a split second, I pursued it to the gates of insanity.
Yeah.
Say, I got a note from our fellow in Bulgaria, Dave Bliss, who writes, this morning I was out for a drive with my oldest daughter, Sophie. She's an adult now, so I suppose that makes her a kid I used to have. I was commenting on how nice it is that the sun is up so early as the days get longer. She responded with a facetious smile. You know why the days are getting longer, right? Global warming. That's my daughter. By the way, in other words, she doesn't believe it either.
Right.
By the way, I have been offered a job. Thanks, John. By the way, I have been...
Yeah, me too, actually.
By the way, I have been offered a job in the Twin Cities area. My family will be permanently moving from Bulgaria in the spring to start a new position in the summer. Sadly, I believe this means you will be losing your entire Bulgarian listening audience. But hey, maybe I'll see you around town. I hope Dave isn't the only Bulgarian who listens.
I hope there's
is there any way that Dave can stay in Bulgaria and work remotely? I would not advise moving back to Minneapolis, St. Paul.
Yeah, Bulgaria sounds pretty good right now.
Yes, it does.
Yeah. Bulgaria. That's way over there, isn't it?
I just looked up AOC and Sun on
social
media. Well, it's,
Can you play it? Can you play it?
Well, no, but because all of it's fake.
Well, of course it is, but it's...
But that's the thing you got to worry about with AI, because what if we felt...
I didn't...
Was it the... No. But months ago, it was Greta Thunberg. Didn't we fall for a Greta Thunberg deepfake?
I did not. I would never fall for a Greta Thunberg deepfake.
Okay.
There are pictures even showing up in conventional news-gathering institutions, but also on tabloids like the UK Sun and Daily Mail, of some beautiful, beautiful mansions in Dana Point, California, in Orange County.
I've seen those.
South of Los Angeles.
Lovely area.
And they're literally teetering on the edge of the cliff.
Yeah.
Literally?
Yes, right up to you couldn't.
Well, what word should be used?
They are teetering on the edge of the cliff. It does just
doesn't mean literally, does it?
No, right.
They're teetering on the edge of cliffs, and I have zero sympathy.
Ooh.
Now, I have sympathy for many occasions, but this isn't one of them. How dumb are you that you build a $16 million house on the edge of the cliff? And there they are. I mean, there's the pictures. Yep. They're teetering. One more rain and they're gone, baby.
I'm looking at them right now. Unbelievable.
Three luxury mansions appear to be teetering. They don't appear. That's just as bad as literally. They don't appear to be teetering. They are teetering. Close to the cliff edge in Dana Point, a city in California situated at an altitude of 144 feet above the beach. The video shows the aftermath of a recent landslide which eroded the backyards of the multi-million dollar properties. I would call it the front yard. If I'm looking at the ocean.
Okay. All right. Finally, we're finally getting into the only thing that matters.
Right. I don't want to be.
No, no. Stop talking. When you're in your, when you're at the lake.
Yep.
And you're sitting in the front. You're sitting at the side of the house that the lake is on. You're gazing out over the lake.
Yeah.
You are in the front yard.
That's what I.
No.
You're in the front yard.
Yes, no. we're on the same page. I just said.
The front yard is where you pull up and you have,
it's me and you against the world, buddy. We're the only two that think alike on this question.
There's no way in hell that's the front yard.
Yeah, it's the front.
To me, it's the front yard.
You don't sit on the side of the house and watch the cars go by on the road.
No, but.
The lake is different than the city.
Is. The address is always in the front.
When you're sitting in California looking out over the ocean and the cliff, you are sitting in the front yard.
Oh, you're full of beans.
And if I spend $16 million and I have you come over, I'm going to say, let's go sit in the front yard. And that ain't going to be looking at the street, you moron.
Right. I'll be right by the garage going, where the hell are they?
What is that water?
I think they sent me on a snipe hunt.
Literally.
Well, what is that highway that runs next to the ocean?
55.
There? Yeah, it's Highway 55. 1. Yeah, yeah.
101.
Well, that's all. I don't have anything to add to that except if that's being offered as climate change, I'm not suggesting it is. You're really idiots because what did you expect when you build your house with a front yard on the edge of a cliff?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Well, you know, do we've just done with the people that have lost their houses to landslides. Where they haven't built.
Of course I do.
Okay.
Literally.
Well, or that don't play that again. And then I also sympathize with the likes of, you know, sourdough slim situation. Things of that nature. I have no doubt that that's a dreadful, dreadful.
Not to get morbid, but isn't that the same area where the Kobe Bryant helicopter crash was?
No. Nowhere near there.
I thought it was.
Zero. No. No. Way inland. Way inland.
Oh, yes.
Dana Point is...
Why wouldn't you know that?
The front yards of the houses in Dana Point are on the ocean.
Front or back?
The front yard faces the ocean.
Huh?
I don't care where they nailed up the ad.
You know what this is, Suge? We've opened up a can of... This is grass-fed versus corn-fed.
Oh, 100%. Yes. Ken, you nailed it.
Yeah.
We're going to get 10,000
And you know what?
Emails.
This is a hill. I am willing to die on this hill. Hey, it's me and Joe against the world.
I'm digging in right now.
Yeah, and I'm with Rook. To me, this is such a silly question because it's obvious where the back and front yards are.
In the city, not at the lake.
So if you and Ma are having supper outside, are you on the front porch or are you on the back porch?
I'd always choose to have dinner on the front porch.
On the front porch looking at the front yard.
Mm-hmm. Now, and the lake or ocean.
I was lucky enough to grow up on a lake.
Yeah.
The lake side was always referred to as the front.
That's where the big deck is. Oh.
My wife grew up on Lake Johanna in White Bear Lake. And
that's too small to be called a lake.
That's a mud puddle.
That's okay. A pond.
All right. Gotcha.
You live on a pond, the back's the back.
We call them potholes up here, Rook.
Yeah. So, front yard.
Our governor has bumped the pay for himself and others.
Hard worker. Hey. We got a surplus, remember? Oh, wait, it's gone.
No, that's gone.
Yeah, we breezed through that.
Shoot, I forgot.
I'm bringing this up for one reason that I'll get to in a moment.
To bleep us.
No, yep. Well.
And don't think they won't.
Hey, Walls, you're here for one reason, aren't you? House Minority Leader Lisa DeMuth, a Republican from Cold Springs, released a statement late last week attacking Democrats in the wake of new details regarding significant salary increases received by members of the Walls administration. It was first reported by NPR. Some commissioners within Governor Walz's administration have seen their annual salaries increased by roughly $32,000 in the last year.
Holy seven, wow.
Seven commissioners currently receive annual salaries larger than $187,000. Numerous commissioners have salaries higher than $180,000. A commissioner is appointed by the governor to lead a state government agency, such as the Minnesota Department of Public Safety, the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, the Minnesota Department of Education. We knew how well that worked,
right?
Because they were involved in the food fraud scandal.
Before Heather Mueller left.
Right, or another department. Minnesota state government currently has more than 20 commissioners.
Wow.
Leading different agencies as the government has grown unwieldy. Yet again, Democrats are putting their own interests over Minnesota's interests, said DeMuth. While most Minnesotans didn't even get enough of a raise to keep up with inflation, members of the Walz administration, who already have six-figure salaries, saw massive pay increases to the tune of as much as $32,000. For context, no commissioner of a Minnesota agency received a salary greater than $155,000 as of January 2nd, 2023, a year ago, with some of their salaries now increasing to over $187,000, several unelected bureaucrats have enjoyed pay increases of over 20% in just 1 year. Meanwhile, the wages and salaries of American workers in the private sector rose 4.3% in the same year. Well, now, here's why I bring this up. There's many ways you could go after this, but I wish someone could confront Walz and say to him, don't sell us this BS that we always get from the public class, from governors, that you need to be competitive in the salaries you offer so that you get the best talent, that you're competing with the private sector. Don't accept that, because you have no evidence that you've hired anybody that can compete with the private sector.
Right.
You had Heather Mueller in the Department of Education, who blew $250 million giving money to food fraudsters. You screwed up trying to hire somebody to run the marijuana department.
I was just on that page now.
You haven't accomplished anything that would demonstrate to the taxpayers you have some urgent need to be competing feverishly for talent with the public, with the private sector, who are getting a 4.3% increase. No, these are your people. These are your friends. These are the people who share your same ideology, and you're full of BS, Walz, if you ever try to sell me that one.
And these are the same people that, if you were a private company and you committed this much fraud, they would be on you so fast to say, you owe us XYZ.
Yes, Kenny.
Once again, I find myself at odds with you, Mayor. I think you're taking the wrong approach. If any of us had half a brain, we'd all be applying for that commissioner of Minnesota marijuana, where we would get paid, what did you say, over $200,000?
Well, no.
And hit the bong every day, all day.
Research and development?
Now, seven commissioners currently receive salaries larger than $187,000.
All right.
Numerous commissioners have salaries higher than $180,000. Now, I don't really begrudge people what they make. That's fine. But this is BS. This is a scam.
Well, when you're on the government dime, it's different.
This is me having to pay you. Walz, you're a...
defended him way back in the
day? I can't think of a greater disappointment in my life as a politician than Walz. What a disappointment.
Do you think the people in these positions aspired to get to that position? Do you think that was the end game?
That's a good question.
Or do you think that just happened by surprise and now they have thrown away all of their ideals and personal morals just for the paycheck?
Kenny, I bet the vast majority of people that are in public spots like this, they did this for the money grab. And I'm more convinced of that every day. They don't care about us. None of these people care about us.
According to the U.S. Census, Minnesota's median household income is $84,000. Furthermore, Minnesota's per capita income is $44,947. Nearly 10% of Minnesotans live in poverty. This adds insult to injury for Minnesotans and further shows how misaligned Democrats' priorities are, said DeMuth. I agree with her. Democrats promised Minnesota $2,000 rebate checks and tax relief. Instead, they blew the $18 billion surplus and raised taxes by $10 billion so that they could build a $730 million office building for themselves and reward their own with huge pay increases.
And do you think there's a Republican walking the planet that would turn down that money, though, if appointed to one of those offices?
Nope.
Right.
But I think it would be better utilized by Republicans.
I mean, next, if we ever get another Republican governor, it'll be the Democrats saying the same thing the Republicans are saying right now. They're all being disingenuous.
Didn't we have on John Jasinski?
Yes.
A Republican from Faribault?
Yep.
He says that the overarching proposed budget for this state is too costly. It's just not sustainable. He said, I'm just telling you, something is going to crash, and it's going to crash hard by increasing spending this much. I don't doubt that at all. I don't doubt that at all.
We haven't spent enough time talking about that office building. That is apocryphal. That's just unbelievable. What a crime.
They could have purchased both downtown Minneapolis skyscrapers for less than what they're spending on this office building.
That is unbelievable.
The governor's pay is going to rise to 150. Now, he's going to make less than some of his cronies. Judicial pay is going to go up. Seats on the Supreme Court would pay at least 221 grand.
Well, how do we as a group feel about 150 for a governor? I don't think I've got a problem with that.
I don't begrudge anybody any money. But this is a money grab. There is no countering voice. Lisa DeMuth, who's in the minority, Jasinski, who's in the minority, others who are in the minority, Pat Garofalo, what are they supposed to do? There's no one to put the hammer down. There's no one to stop this. In the meantime, you're struggling at the gas pumps in the grocery store.
The big question is, what does this mean come the next election? You know, is there going to be a big sea change, or is it just going to be more Democrats spending more money?
The more I read letters to the editor in the Star Tribune, the more I realize that Minnesota is not what I once thought it was.
Yep.
It's just not. It's not what I once thought it was. There are too many people who either don't care about this or think this is just fine. Even though there's no evidence that paying these people these salaries has resulted in improved government.
I would say that's true in the metropolitan area. From what I see, there's vast outrage out here. But, you know, the governor won't come out here and talk to us.
Well, here we go. Senator Aaron May Quaid, DFL Apple Valley, said there are managerial positions inside of government in the private sector that pay more, which should prompt lawmakers to bring salaries into better balance. She's trying to sell you the idea that we need the kind of competence that's on display in the private sector.
She came up before.
Yeah, she's come up.
Cool. Yeah, she's been up a lot.
She's a crackpot.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As far as I'm concerned.
So can I... Next time I meet with the boss, can I say, well, look what Joe Rogan makes?
Yeah.
Right.
But Senator Steve Drazkowski, Republican Mazeppa, said the optics are bad. It certainly looks like Democrats are taking care of themselves in this and eventually in this bill by giving huge salary increases to Democrat politicians, he said, ahead of a party line vote to include the constitutional officers' raises in a broader budget measure. And then that was followed by the John Jasinski quote that this is not sustainable and that there will be a crash. And I don't doubt that for a moment, unless they just want to take all our money.
They do.
The bad thing about that quote is the optics have been bad in everything the Democrats have done in Minnesota for about 2 years, but nobody seems to really
because they're all Democrats.
Yeah, well, but even, I mean, I just meant the general population.
Where's the pitchforks and torches?
Yeah. Well, we're all staring out the front yard.
Joe, rage is exhausting. It's hard to maintain that level of rage.
Mm-hmm. Well, let me tell you something.
What are you going to tell me?
I tell you about garage doors. You want competence?
Is the garage door in the front yard or the backyard?
Yeah, where is that?
That's the front yard, right?
Yeah. Huh? Sure, Chris. Yeah. Whatever, wherever you want it to be. But all I know is that people who make a hell of a lot less than the commissioner of dog leashes is more competent, and is gonna fix your garage door perfectly. And Precision Door will do it the first time. That's what I like. They got the parts in the truck.
They're not coming back.
Plus, they text you ahead of time. Say, hey, we're 30 minutes out.
Let's go.
And you know what you do then? You get your coffee and you get your little chair ready and you sit there and you watch them because that's fun to talk.
Bet you're
to
a big
guy.
Pain in the ass when people are doing work
at your
house.
I am.
Same here. Yeah. Just right there. But can I hold the flashlight for you?
Yeah, but they don't mind.
They
don't mind.
Back off.
Precision Garage Door of the Twin Cities in Western Wisconsin. They don't charge more for weekend visits. They have the parts with them in the truck, and they do everything, including if you need a door. They got all kinds of ideas.
You need a door.
You sit down with them, you figure out a door. And they're looking for employees, and they appreciate and compensate extra work. Not, you know, it's not government salaries, but it's pretty damn good. Mm. You got to work for the government to make the big dough. Because as citizens, we're growing smaller and smaller, which is why it's always most important to find the best of the private entrepreneurs. And Precision Garage Door answers that bill. PrecisionDoorMN.com, or put this telephone number in your contacts for Precision Door. 612-263-6985. That's 612-263-6985.
The holidays have arrived early with Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale. Upgrading window coverings can be a minor project with a major impact. Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Browse premium blinds, shades, shutters. We have your patio covered too. And get unlimited window treatments installed for one low cost. Free shipping and Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday sale now. Save up to 45% plus premium doorbusters. Up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
You know, the investment game can be awfully tricky, especially in these volatile times. And that's why you need the best and also somebody that you can trust. And that's why I rely on Josh Arnold. We know him as Mr. Money Talk around these parts, and he's here for you. So give him a call today for that free 48-minute no obligation consultation by dialing 952-925-5608. 952-925-5608. Josh has been at this a long time with a track record of success, and he's here to help you. So give him a call today. No obligation. That's right. No obligation. It's absolutely free. 952-925-5608. And tell them you heard about them here on the Garage Logic Podcast.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Chris Reavers is a paid endorser.
You
can't hit a home run every day, right?
I really missed you guys. I really did miss
you.
Well,
come on. Let's go here.
Here's a man who spends hours in hardware stores sifting through the nuts and bolts of life, Joe Souchere.
I like this.
This is all right.
I like this.
I'm still parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe.
Thank you, John.
Is this Toby?
Nope.
What's his name? Toby.
This is not Jeff, is it?
It doesn't sound like Jeff.
Not Jeff.
Okay, I'm done with the song.
It's the lake. Who is it?
Mitch in a backyard.
Just listen. Just
oh,
listen.
Yeah, the here lake's in his backyard.
I'm parked out by the lake, 80 miles from Santa Fe.
Yep.
It's the lake that's parked.
The lake's in the front yard.
No.
Right where it belongs. That's where I put the boat.
Where
sunset
is the address on
I
this
got
side?
Whiskey in the boat, and the boat's in the front. You bring the love, I'll bring the beer.
Pass the ashtray, pal.
You guys have been picked up on the fact that he just repeats the same lyrics.
Well,
that's most songs.
Remember that old lake?
You know what?
Remember that old lake in the front?
Remember that old lake?
It's out front.
That's where.
When you go to Grand Old Creamery,
take the music down, do your spot, and let's go here.
You go in the front door, whether there's a lake there or not. Either location. Garage Logic's got a sweet way to treat your sweetheart. Happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, that's it.
You get $25 gift certificate for Grand Old Creamery.
Don't come in tomorrow.
It's on sale this week for half price. I am coming in early tomorrow.
No.
That's $25 off super premium ice cream for only $12.50. It's a great deal. Get your favorite flavor from the 32 flavors to choose from in store at any time. Certificates are limited in supply, so don't wait. Get yours now, then redeem them at either of the two wonderful locations at Grand Old Creamery, Grand Avenue in St. Paul, or Cedar Avenue in Minneapolis. Grand Old Creamery, you know them well. They offer malts, shakes, cakes, pints, quarts of ice cream to take home. And, of course, you walk in there, and all you can smell is their sweet-smelling homemade hand-rolled malted waffle cones with a Whopper in the bottom. Really is a sweet way to treat your sweetheart. So act now. Get your $25 Grand Old Creamery voucher for only $12.50. Visit GarageLogic.com and keyword deal to get yours while they last. GarageLogic.com, keyword deal.
I hear he's parked by the lake.
He went around Lake Near Santa Fe.
80 miles.
It's 80 miles.
80 miles.
There isn't even any lakes in New Mexico, is there?
No. And to get there, he had to drive around the side of the house to get to the back.
Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
Oh, good. Thank you.
Marlo.
Pago.
Marlo Phillips. Does that name ring a bell?
That girl.
Yeah, Marlo Thomas. That's the only Marlo I know.
The man who authorities say was shot to death while attempting to rob a Mercedes in Minneapolis Friday afternoon, that was Marlo Randy Phillips, 27, of Minneapolis.
Okay.
This is a story that I think is terribly important, and we're not hearing much about it. Because the way it played out, it sounds like the owner of the automobile defended himself, a two-year-old child, and his property. Police say he, Marlo Phillips, he and one other man, a 21-year-old, approached the vehicle on Golden Valley Road when gunfire erupted. Phillips died at the scene while the driver of the Mercedes, as we noted yesterday, turned up at North Memorial with life-threatening injuries. The two-year-old in the car was not injured.
Okay.
The surviving suspect has been arrested. There's no update on his condition. I think it's a terribly important story. Now, Keith alerts me by email. I did not know such a site existed, but he linked me to a site called funeralobitsmemorial.com.
Okay.
And they have the obit for Mr. Phillips, Marlo Randy Phillips. And it's somewhat surprising. Keith writes, below is an obituary I found for Marlo Phillips. It surprised me none that many facts, including the alleged carjacking, were omitted. Here's the obit, and then he linked me to where I verified it. Marco Phillips obituary. Death. The tragic death of Marlo Randy Phillips, age 27, has left the community of Minneapolis reeling in shock and sadness. I've not detected that yet.
Okay.
Marlo lost his life in a senseless act of violence that occurred in the alley of a small apartment building in the 2400 block of Golden Valley Road, according to the Hennepin County Medical Examiner's Office. Details surrounding Marlo's untimely passing reveal a heartbreaking sequence of events. Minneapolis police reported that Marlo and another individual approached a Mercedes sedan in the alley, unaware of the danger that awaited them.
Wow.
Tragically, the encounter took a deadly turn when Marlo was shot, leaving him fatally wounded. The incident unfolded with a chilling backdrop as the Mercedes sedan continued not only the driver but also a two-year-old child. The motive behind the shooting remains unclear, but the consequences have been devastating, leaving Marlo's loved ones and the wider community grappling with shock and grief. Marlo's untimely death has left a void in the lives of those who knew and loved him. Described as a vibrant and kind-hearted individual, Marlo was beloved by many and known for his infectious laughter and warm personality. His presence brought light and joy to those around him, and his passing has left a profound sense of loss in the hearts of all who had the privilege of knowing him. As the community mourns the loss of Marlo Randy Phillips, there is an overwhelming sense of disbelief and sadness at the senseless violence that claimed his life. Marlo's family and friends are left to grapple with the painful reality of his absence, struggling to come to terms with the sudden and tragic loss of someone so dear to them. In the wake of this tragedy, there is a collective call for justice and accountability.
I think they're...
The loss of Marlo serves as a stark reminder of the urgent need to address the root causes of violence and invest in creating safer communities for all. His memory will forever be cherished by those who knew him, and his legacy will live on through the love and fond memories he leaves behind. As the community mourns the loss of Marlo Randy Phillips, may we come together to support one another and honor his memory by working towards a future free from violence and senseless loss. May he rest in peace, knowing that he was deeply loved and will be forever remembered. This is all the more reason this story needs to be completely fleshed out and thrown onto the front page of the paper. This makes it sound like Marlo Phillips was innocently walking down an alley when a guy in a Mercedes just whimsically decided to shoot him.
Randomly targeted him.
Just decided to shoot him.
Yep.
Tell me again where the source?
It's called Funeral Obits Memorial, one word, funeralobitsmemorial.com.
Oh, so there's a chance it was written by a friend or family member.
Of course.
You're right. Okay.
Of course.
Because I've got four different versions up, CBS, MSN, Channel 5, and Star Tribune, and none of them are that sympathetic.
You know what this is reminiscent of? The story down here, the walkway by the river. Remember the kid who tried to pull a gun on a guy in St. Paul? And then they posted all the angel wings on him and stuff. Like, no, this kid was a thug who tried to rob this guy. And this guy just happened to be armed. That's what this. What Joe?
We don't
read.
Know that yet. We don't know that yet.
That's I'm saying presumption. That story back then is what's reminiscent of this.
Why don't we know?
Well, as I said yesterday, my suspicion is this is a tough story because it flies against the narrative. We're not supposed to be armed. We're not supposed to protect ourselves. We're supposed to acquiesce. We're supposed to be humble and give in to crime. And here's a guy who said, if it went the way I think it did, he's approached to be carjacked, gunfire's exchanged, and he wins. The guy didn't get carjacked, although he was shot seriously and had to drive to the hospital.
The one line I want to see, and I haven't seen it in any of the stories, we still don't know if the guy had a permit to carry. That's all you have to put in there.
Well, I want to know everything.
Show me that you're at least trying to get to the bottom of this story, but I'm not seeing that in any version of this story.
Mm-hmm. But if, in fact, it played out that way, the news gathering in this town has become so deluded and so weakened by the narrative that this is a tough one. They don't know how to report this because this is a winner if it happened the way I think it did. This guy won.
Right. He defended himself.
You're not supposed to win.
Right. He defended himself properly.
John brought up something yesterday that's been sticking with me, two-year-old in the back.
Yeah.
Not sure how I would
react. Well, we don't know where the two-year-old was, back or front, whatever. The two-year-old was uninjured, thankfully. I suppose that could have gone either way. But the two-year-old was uninjured.
Yeah.
But the point is, if this is a story of a fellow who protected his loved ones and his property, let's play it like that. Let's get it out there. This hiding and secretiveness is ridiculous.
Don't we know somebody over in MPD, Matthew? Can't we just make a call? Find out official?
Yeah, we could probably do that.
Unofficial?
Well, when?
Off the record?
Huh? Wink, wink, nudge, nudge, sign them on?
Without naming a source?
See what I can do.
The problem, I think, and I don't disagree with you, Joe, it definitely goes against the news media's outlook, but until the police have new information, the Star Tribune did a story on it. Now what are they going to do to update it? They have to wait.
Right, right. Yeah, no, let's go, though.
Some info.
Your reporter should be hounding the police for updated information.
Yep.
Let's go here. What happened here? Because if it happened the way I think it happened, this guy needs to be recognized as having done the right thing. And on the heels of that, it was over the weekend at what, about 12 robberies with guns involved?
All over the metro.
All over the metro. 14-hour span. There were countless robberies where guns were put in people's faces. One time the gun went in the victim's mouth. Yeah. And according to O'Hara, you know, an injury was suffered with withdrawing the gun from the mouth, but fortunately not firing it. This could go a long way into waking some people up. So, coppers, let's go here.
This could have been anybody.
That's quite an obit, though, and you know, we're seeking justice and accountability.
But much like you
what
just...
What that means is we don't know if we're going to hire Crump or not.
But just like you said earlier, Joe, about
what a bunch of
Minnesota or Minneapolis, whatever you said, isn't the state that you thought it was, based upon voting reaction. There's a lot of people, though, who probably have the same mindset as the person that wrote that obit, unfortunately.
Well, until it happens to you.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
We see it across the board on all sorts of different suspects and cases, including the most beloved man in the whole wide world now, who everybody holds up and thinks was an angel and was actually a junkie and a criminal.
Who, Floyd?
Yeah.
Yeah. The best interview we can't get would be with that woman with the Indian name, as in the country of India, Sadathara, who was a DFL party activist, was carjacked and injured with her children present, and there's not a word been heard from her since.
You're right.
Yeah. I tried to follow up on that about 2 weeks ago. Find nothing since that happened.
In fact, could you refresh me, please, on her name? It's worth still trying to wonder if this woman would have anything to say. I mean, she was a DFL party employee. Which I can only conclude meant she was behind the ridiculous position.
Shivante.
Spell it.
S-H-I-V-A-N-T-H-I. And the last name is Sathan.
Spell it.
S-A-T-H.
Yep.
A-N-A.
A-N-A.
Yep. D-A-N.
D-A-N?
Yes.
All right. And when was that?
September 8th of 2023. She was the Minnesota DFL vice chairwoman.
Yep. September 8th, 2023.
Sathanadan?
Yep.
Shivanti Sathanadan. Mm-hmm. I remember we learned how to say it, Sathanadan.
Yeah.
I just have one question. Has her mindset changed?
That's what we want to know.
Yeah. Have her ideals been updated? Because if they haven't, how can you possibly live with yourself?
But I believe she moved.
I bet her mindset did change, which is why we haven't heard from her.
Yeah.
Right? Wouldn't that be a logical conclusion to draw?
Yeah, I'm not expecting that the woman's going to come on and suddenly carve up the DFL, but and
with
so
her
maybe
Trump hat on?
Maybe she's
why
she's
not?
Just playing. Maybe she's just deciding to stay out of the news.
Or maybe it rattled her. In all honesty,
yeah. But I believe she moved.
Yes,
I believe she sold her house in North Minneapolis and got out. I don't know where she is. For all I know, she left the state.
She might be down by the lake.
She
80 miles from Santa Fe.
Her Twitter account, she just reposted, 2 weeks ago, Minnesota DFL remains the single biggest political fundraiser entity in Minnesota, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. So obviously she still is some of her belongs to the DFL party, apparently, still in Minnesota.
How many Valiums do you have to take every single day to live with yourself? Seriously. My God.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm going to keep this alleged hijacking story fresh in my pile of stuff here because
keep it fresh. I want it fresh.
I knew he was going to do
it. I want it fresh.
Because I do think it's a terribly important story, and we're getting shortchanged until we get more from the police. Why don't we take a time out and come back with Mr. Hite?
We can.
All right.
But first, I need to know one thing. What did the governor want fresh? The
clear content. Clear water.
The content.
Oh, yeah. It was the content for the show. Yeah.
Exactly.
Don't do any preview stuff.
If you're looking for a fresh start with your banking, might I suggest my friends, Joe, at North American Banking Company. They are the best. In fact, I have an appointment with them later this week. They take the time to get to know me, and that's why I love them. Listen, if you are tired of being just a number to your big national bank, then try my friends at North American Banking Company. They get it. They realize there's no shortage of banking options here in the Twin Cities. So that's why they strive with that unparalleled service of a community bank. They offer the same online and mobile banking options as the other banks, but they're going to get you that great customer service. They are also locally owned and operated. Here's why that's a big deal. That means loan decisions are made right here in the Twin Cities. They are not sent out of the state. So this helps business owners solve problems quickly and expand their business with confidence. Six locations to serve you. My location's in Roseville, but you can also see them at 50th and France, Hastings, Woodbury, Shoreview, and their new location there in Maple Grove. Check them out online today, nabankco.com. That's nabankco.com to learn more. North American Banking Company member FDIC is an equal housing lender, Joe.
If that attempted carjacking went down the way I think it did, that means this obit was written from an ideological lens that suggests he had every right in the world.
He was oppressed.
To try to carjack that car, and he should not have expected any violence or consequences. Hmm. That's the ideological lens that's written through. We'll come back with John.
The NBA playoffs are back, and on FanDuel, new customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Back in the day, news like this, your crew would have been writing each other letters.
Dearest Benjamin, wonderful news from the East. The spread has been covered.
Or maybe you'd use your phone to actually call someone.
Man, you see that dunk? Man, I saw that dunk.
But these days, it's all about the group chat.
I love that high-fiving kitten emoji.
No matter how you tell them, let your crew know that all new FanDuel customers can bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets guaranteed. Ooh, Morse code. Classic. FanDuel, America's number one sportsbook.
21 plus and present in Ohio. First online real money wager only. $10 first deposit required. Bonus issued is non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire 7 days after receipt. See full terms at FanDuel.com/sportsbook. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Not a Garage Logic town council member. Here's what you're missing.
You know who you kind of remind me of, Joe, especially today? One of those snobs that lives over in Great Britain that just poo-poos everything American.
Wow. Really?
Yeah. Tay-Tay, football parties.
You're not like happiness, Joe?
Matthews parties. An all-American football hero. Half of America's sweethearts.
Yeah.
I mean, they're literally the royalty of the United States of America, and you hate half of
I got to give her credit. When she slugged down that beer on the scoreboard, that was pretty cool.
She can drink a beer.
That was pretty cool.
Go behind the scenes of Garage Logic with unfiltered audio and video access, invites to exclusive events, an emailed newsletter from the mayor himself, and more by signing up at GarageLogic.com.
Are you by the lake?
It's the end of the world as we know it, and he feels fine. Joe Souchere.
I had to try it, Such. I had a couple of lug nuts that were rusted on a stud, and I put the air gun thing on them, and they wouldn't budge, and I thought, you know what, if I push this, it's going to break. Have you ever seen or heard of guys melting crayons on rusted nuts?
Nope.
No, neither had I until 2 weeks ago, and I thought, well, this will be a perfect opportunity, and I did the test over the weekend, and all I did with the crayon is make a huge mess.
Well, I could imagine.
It was everywhere. Burning wax was everywhere, and the stupid nut didn't budge, so I did what I should have done to begin with, is I just did the heat treatment, and then I used Seafoam Deep Creep, and you put on the heat, and I'm not talking from a acetylene tank here. Just use the LP, heat it up, get it warm, blast it with Seafoam Deep Creep, heat it up again, do it, and then just slowly start easing that nut off, and it works every time. It's really effective. And Seafoam Deep Creep, it doesn't have the usual chemical concoction. So starting a fire isn't a big concern. You know, it'll still flame up, but you're not going to burn the house down or anything. And even better, Seafoam Deep Creep smells better too, and it works every single time. It's available the world over in automotive aisles, NAC hardware stores, big box stores, auto parts, joints. Deep Creep, it's just another fantastic miracle from our friends at Seafoam.
Are you going to ask what I'm thinking?
Yes.
Okay.
Kenny?
Yeah.
Like the superstar Mike Morris, do you have an unusually large collection of crayons?
I actually
that's what I was going to say. The most surprising thing I heard is that you have crayons.
I've got a box of crayons in the shop.
Okay.
And I also have chalk.
Okay, good. Chalk is good.
We use them in the blacksmithing portion of the shop.
I see.
Okay.
Wait. Dave Harrigan gets the credit for that. That was the biggest home run line.
that was a grand slam
of 1500 ESPN.
What?
Mike Morris was filling in for Patrick, or whoever he was filling in for, and Mike said, "Can you write that down?" And Dave Harrigan said, "Sure. Do you want me to write it in crayon?"
Okay. And it was pretty.
I lost my ass.
Pretty good.
It was very fun.
And they're within reach too. I don't have to go looking for them. They're right there.
Here's John Height.
Thank you, Joe. This news update brought to you by North American Banking Company. One quick sports note. We talked about this yesterday, but not on the air portion of the show. For at least one more year, Twins fans will have to watch the team play on Bally Sports North. The Twins and Diamond Sports Group announced an agreement on a one-year extension of the team's broadcast rights through the 2024 season. The team had desperately been hoping to move to a deal where they could stream games for folks who don't have cable or satellite, but team president Dave St. Peter said they couldn't swing that deal and said he knows the situation is not ideal for folks who want to watch the Twins. He does say they will be searching next year, once again, for some way, for fans.
Isn't Bally Sports North part of a standard cable package?
Would you like me to go on a tirade?
Yeah, $210 to AT&T for my service.
You want me to start, too?
No. So but it works out for me. I got Bay State.
So we were told all offseason.
We're not rich like you.
We can't spend any money because we don't have a deal, a TV deal. And then we got a TV deal. And it's 2024, but, you know, you can't stream a game, so we need you to subscribe to cable like it's 1979.
Well, where do you want to stream it?
How come
standalone service?
But why the Minnesota Wild? Matthew watches every game in Austin, Texas.
Different.
Same with the Wolves. Wolves have the same thing.
Yep. Why don't the Twins then?
I don't know.
Because apparently it's 1986. That's why.
Yeah, they according to Dave,
cheapo,
they said
full edge.
It's not that. It's just they're so. This is so bungled. Everything about this is prehistoric.
It's tough to watch TV these days to figure out what you got and what you're paying for.
But again, Joe and I are evidently the only two that make a decent living. We have cable.
Yeah, I got cable.
Sorry about you, poors.
You misers.
I have cable, but I don't have any money.
Misers, you're electrocuting yourself trying to figure out how to stab a wire into this, and I can steal it from the neighbor.
But
and,
Joe, if you want to go big picture on this, in all honesty, baseball, this is exactly why baseball is in trouble, what John just read. What we had 7 million people that watched the World Series. It was less rated than...
He's so outraged.
Well, it's just so stupid.
The madder you get, the funnier it is.
John, you have to continue.
No, I'm enjoying Chris's
time. I know, but it doesn't work.
And I would rather talk about streaming anyway just to annoy you than...
Yeah, I don't understand what it is.
It's Happy Valentine's Day.
Thank you.
That's tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
But you know what? I appreciate it, Chris, because I won't be here tomorrow, so I wanted to hear it.
Today is Happy Galentine Day.
What?
Gals, yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what I learned about this morning.
Wow. I did not. Well, what's Valentine's Day then? Never mind. I don't care. In the news.
When is it steak and
here we go.
Day.
Follow up. Wait, can't people see this somewhere?
Oh, whoops.
In news, follow up to a story we had yesterday, and you mentioned earlier today, Joe, after thieves targeted more than a dozen spots in Minneapolis over the weekend, the city's police chief says officers are doing all they can to stop those responsible and hold them accountable. Minneapolis Police Chief Brian O'Hara talked about the recent crime spree after a vehicle involved in a reported robbery crashed into a bus stop
yesterday afternoon. The chief said two vehicles, a Kia sedan and a Kia SUV, were reportedly involved in an armed robbery on Garfield Avenue around 12:30 yesterday afternoon. While both fled, the SUV was spotted by officers a short time later. A pursuit started. After about 6 minutes, the SUV crashed into a bus stop near North Penn and Plymouth Avenues. The chief said two people were at the bus stop, luckily avoided injury. Four people in the SUV fled, but three were arrested, all believed to be juveniles. The sedan, though, got away. A gun was also recovered from the SUV. All of this comes after Minneapolis police said 14 robberies were reported from 10:53 in the morning Saturday until 12:35 in the morning Sunday, most of them happening after sundown. Police believe many of the robberies are connected, as a gray SUV was reported at least 8 of them. Monday afternoon, O'Hara said there were 46 violent crimes reported in the city over the weekend.
46 violent crimes.
Wow. That's correct. And 70%, so almost 30 of those were robberies.
Okay, and the cops are beating themselves up here unnecessarily. The cops can't stop crimes. They can respond to crimes.
Correct.
Right. It's not their fault right. that some moron well, robbed somebody.
If there were enough cops, in theory, they could stop crime.
Well, it would be a deterrent.
We're a couple of hundred cops away from that ever happening.
Yep.
But that's quite the workday, John. That's over 12 hours, isn't it? Didn't you say?
The 14 that they reported, yes, was over, a 14-hour period.
Wow.
And then 70 for the whole weekend. That's, boy.
Those are farmer hours. Wow. Hard workers.
That's hard work.
The police force in the small Minnesota town of Moose Lake has dwindled to just one officer, down from 5 in the last year. Interim Police Chief Chad Pattison is currently the only officer who patrols the streets in the town of 2,600 people, which is about 40 minutes southwest of Duluth. Two officers resigned in January after the resignations of two others, including the chief, last summer. The city right now is thinking about contracting with the Carlton County Sheriff's Office for law enforcement services instead of maintaining its police department. The city council could decide this week whether to stick with its force or go with Carlton County. The police staffing crisis stems from increasing costs and a statewide shortage of officers. The entire police budget was slated to take up about 90% of Moose Lake's property tax revenue this year before the city opted to reduce the force. Some are arguing Moose Lake needs its officers because of the large prison population from the state correctional facility that's located there.
What do they think? You're going to break out?
Apparently, yeah. Oh. Just in case kind of thing. Shipwreck hunters have discovered a merchant ship that sank in Lake Superior in 1940, taking its captain with it during a storm off Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The Great Lakes Shipwreck Historical Society and shipwreck researcher Dan Fountain announced yesterday the discovery of a 244-foot bulk carrier named Arlington. It was located in about 650 feet of water, some 35 miles north of Michigan's Keweenaw Peninsula. The Arlington left Port Arthur, Ontario, April 30th, 1940, fully loaded with wheat, headed to Owen Sound, Ontario, under the command of Captain Frederick Tatey Bug Burke.
Old Tatey Bug.
Yeah.
They knew him around the lake.
But as the Arlington and large freighter, the Collingwood, made their way across Lake Superior, they encountered dense fog and a storm after nightfall that battered both ships. The Arlington began to take on water. The ship's first mate ordered the Arlington onto a course to hug the Canadian North Shore, which would have provided some cover from wind and waves, but Burke countermanded that the He gave a different order. Ordered the ship back onto a
counter. Thank you. Thank you for dumbing it down for me.
Countermanded.
It's tough to
countermanded.
Likely.
The Arlington began to sink, and the ship's chief engineer sounded the alarm. The crew, out of fear for their lives and without orders from the captain, began to abandon ship.
Yeah.
They all made it safely to the Collingwood except for Burke. Burke went down with the Arlington. Reports indicate he was last seen near its pilot house waving at the Collingwood. The Shipwreck Society said in a statement that no one will ever know the answer as to why Burke acted as he did before the ship
was He went down with his ship.
Yeah. We've all heard mail theft.
Dido.
What?
Yeah. We mentioned that the other day.
No, stop. Okay. Go ahead, John.
We've all heard about mail theft. Now it's apparently been taken to a new extreme in St. Paul. Someone took three of the blue collection boxes, the whole boxes, from their public locations by cutting them free from the ground.
That's an outrage.
It's a federal offense.
I think so.
Yes, it is. The boxes were later recovered, but neither the exact spot they were taken from nor where they were found is being disclosed for now as the investigation continues. The boxes were taken sometime in early January from an area that is not a high-volume location for mail delivery. They were cut into, according to the Postal Service. It's unclear if mail was stolen, since it's not known how much mail were in the boxes at the time.
It's weird. It's so far away from the election and that happened.
I know.
Yeah.
It could have been mail-in bad.
That's true.
I can't see. I used to get mad when you'd bring stuff up like that. Now I just laugh because, you know.
Well, he's right, you know, John. Yeah, he is correct.
State Fair concert announcement.
Oh, Joe, are you ready? We have a date night.
Motley Crue.
Let's go.
The band has the original lineup except for one significant detail. Lead guitarist Mick Mars no longer tours with them. In his place, really, a really good guitar player and a really weird guy, a guy named John Five. And yes, fellas, he is indeed a monster.
Really good guitar.
Is Mick Mars.
Where did Five cut his teeth?
He's not in John Five territory, sorry.
Where did John Five cut his teeth?
He's a metal guy and also a country guy, which is very weird. He's very versatile. He's had his own stuff out for many years, and he's played with Marilyn Manson. He's played with several guys.
Isn't Mick, he's older than the president, isn't he?
He's very really old, yes. Yeah. He was old. He had some health issues, and then they got in a squabble, remember? He said he wasn't being paid what he was supposed to be. And then, I don't know, 2 years ago, he just said, nah, I'm done. I retire.
I thought the whole band was done.
Well, I'm going to reserve comment because
there's not going to be a lot of movement on the stage.
No, do you want me to say it for you, John?
Sure.
They suck.
Okay,
give me
thank
a break.
You.
They're
the show is the show God. Is scheduled
and it'll
for
be
Thursday.
A packed house. You watch.
Oh hell yeah!
It'll be a fun night to go. People watch.
Guaranteed.
And that drummer ripped that whole bit. He does. He ripped it off from. The name of the band, oh my God, why can't I remember? They were a local band.
What, the drums hoisted in the air?
Yeah, the revolving drums. Charlie Adams was the drummer, and it was the same band that Yanni was in. Why can't I remember
that? Isn't that Chameleon?
Chameleon, thank you. Yeah, Chameleon.
Is this on? This show is Thursday, August 29th. Tickets go on sale starting at 10 o'clock.
Did you say that? And I was.
I did say that, and you just kept going. I can't remember. The drummer.
Is that. That terrible voice, Vince, is he with
us? Oh, yeah. He's the whole band is the same except Mick Mars isn't there.
Mickey Six,
yeah, the whole game.
Did they start my heart?
That's you know what's funny is it's not funny when it happens to us, but it's really funny when rock stars get the dad bod going.
Oh.
That who is that guy in Skid Row? Oh, he's got the dad bod going.
Bach.
Yeah, Sebastian Bach. He's got the whole dad thing going. Yeah.
Does the crew do any soft ballads or no?
No.
Why don't we?
Oh, yeah. The what was that one that was a big hit?
Maybe they'll reprise the whole Carnival of Sin thing.
That'd be cool.
Great.
Yeah. So what time? Do you want you want me to pick you up?
No, we'll be there anyway.
Well, sure, we'll be there. Yeah.
Let's take a little break at this point and talk to our friend, the rookie.
Thank you, John. I have told you before about the Minnesota Masonic Charities Scholarship Program. As one of the largest private scholarship-granting organizations in the state of Minnesota, the entire state, Minnesota Masonic Charities is proud to support the young people of Minnesota. How do they do that? Well, last year they launched a brand new scholarship program unlike anything I've ever seen. It's called the Selfless Scholar. The scholarship program works this way. Instead of inviting students to apply for a scholarship based on their own achievements, the scholarship encourages young people to look beyond themselves, recognize the kindness and selflessness of their fellow students. What a great concept. And after receiving hundreds of wonderful stories, MMC is going to be finalizing those recipients for 2024. You have until February 29th to apply. So check out their website. Oh, one cool thing about the scholarship is the 15 $5,000 scholarships are split between the nominator and the nominee, thereby awarding both the person who took the time to write the story and the person who got the attention of a peer. I'm going to share you with some of those stories, but I want you to check out their website, mnmasoniccharities.org. That's mnmasoniccharities.org. Click on scholarships to learn more.
Okay, sounds good. Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah. The crew.
No, but
Truth,
I wish.
Justice and the Suture.
I would play Motley Crue bumps all day.
That musician there is a fan of the crew, actually.
Oh, that's right. He is, isn't
likes
he?
Him. Oh, yeah, he likes him.
Dill?
That's because he's got good taste.
He's got good taste.
Well, he's a better musician than all of them put together.
I think I accidentally just clicked that off. Yep. I apologize. Hey, guess who's back, ladies and gentlemen?
I don't know.
Our gal Linda Keller and Keller Tax Service.
I just opened her packet last night. Chris, I'm going to send it off tomorrow.
Fantastic. She's the best. Seriously, Kenny uses her. I use her. GLers have already reached out to thank me. Who are these people that already filed their taxes before Valentine's Day, by the way?
I have not.
No, I don't know, but can I address Linda personally right now?
Yes, please.
That's too many questions, Linda. You know the answer. I'm just going to let you figure it out.
Just how much can you make? Send it in.
Can you bring her your stuff in a grocery bag?
Joe, here's why she's the best. I put everything in a box.
I use a bag.
And mail it to her, and she takes care of it. Because a couple of years ago, my guy retired, and I needed a guy. Well, in this case, I've got a gal, and that's Linda, who also, by the way, is a diehard GL fan. Check her out online, KellerTaxService.com. That's KellerTaxService.com. You can go online. You can schedule an appointment. She'll take care of you, your family, your business. She'll take care of everything. She really, really knows her stuff.
Where is she?
She's up north.
She's up
Center,
by me.
Right? Sox Center?
She lives out in the country in a lovely, lovely part of town.
Yeah, you can, like country. I said, you can schedule the appointment. The other neat thing about her website.
Be a neat drive.
Yeah, beautiful. You want to go together?
No, not with you.
Okay. I drove over to her place last year. There's no white trash within 5 square miles of her. I really felt out of place. Okay. It was just nice houses out in the country.
And he said that, Linda, trying to help you.
Right.
Yeah.
The other neat thing about her website is she has updated tax information right there on the website. So all these different tax things that are coming at us left and right because Joe loves more government. Well, you can find all of that online at her website, KellerTaxService.com. Please schedule your appointment. And also, please mention that you heard about here on the Garage Logic podcast.
So she sent me a questionnaire and an envelope, and all I have to do is put all my crap in this envelope and send it off to her.
It's awesome.
And that's what I'm doing tomorrow. Yep.
In other news, the Senate early today passed a $95.3 billion aid package for Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan, pushing ahead after months of difficult negotiations and growing political divisions in the Republican Party over the role of the United States abroad. The bill had the backing of Mitch McConnell, Senate Minority Leader of the Republicans. It's a different story, though, in the House. Speaker Mike Johnson casting new doubt on the package in a statement Monday evening, making clear it could be weeks or months before Congress sends that legislation to the president's desk, if the House sends it at all. Donald Trump asking the Supreme Court yesterday to freeze the federal charges tied to his election or his effort, to overturn the 2020 election, putting the 9 justices in the center of a high-stakes legal battle leading up to the 2024 presidential contest. What the Supreme Court decides to do with that emergency application from the former president could influence whether Trump faces trial in Washington before the 2024 election happens. Inflation rose more than expected in January as stubbornly high shelter prices weighed on consumers, according to the Labor Department. New numbers released this morning, the Consumer Price Index, a broad-based measure of the prices shoppers face for goods and services across the economy, increased 0.3% for the month, according to the Bureau of Labor Stats. On a 12-month basis, that came out to 3.1%, down from 3.4% in December. Economists surveyed by Dow Jones had been looking for a slightly lower monthly increase of 0.2% and an annual gain of 2.9%. Shelter prices comprise about one-third of the CPI weighting, accounting for much of the rise. And that is affecting the stock market, Joe, you were asking earlier.
It's not in good shape today.
Yeah, it's making it lose.
You'll get an update later from Mr. Money Talk.
You know, I don't know what to say about the United States.
You don't?
Kanye West's new album is number one. Mm-hmm. That woman he drags around on a leash, she must have really great control of her plumbing because she never wears anything. Mm. Wouldn't that suggest to you she's got good plumbing?
Good plumbing.
You have weird thoughts that float around in your head.
I do.
Doesn't Tay Tay have a new album coming out here pretty soon?
I don't know.
You know, back to the Trump story that John read. I saw a great.
What did I tell you 2 years ago?
What
about Trump?
Two years ago.
I don't remember.
It'll never end.
Right.
It'll just never end.
But
let's see you get away with this.
It was in reference to the outcome of the Super Bowl, in which there was a guy that said, "Don't worry, Niners fans. When Mike Pence and the pillow guy get a hold of this, the 49ers will be awarded the Super Bowl trophy this coming March."
So
that was pretty good.
We've got the 120-year-old man versus the crazy legs Trump, and telling me I shouldn't vote for Bob. What are my other options if I don't vote for Bob Jr.?
Who's Bob? RFK?
Bob Jr. He's the only one left.
I don't know what to do. At this point, I'm not voting.
Why did he apologize for the Super Bowl ad?
He's in the news today. I have that, actually.
Oh, well, let's continue. Wait. You just dropped a bomb that I don't think I want to believe.
As of this moment, I have no one to vote for.
More news. Some 123.4 million viewers watch the Chiefs beat the 49ers in the Super Bowl. You know what that means?
It
means it's the most watched television program of all time.
Swifties.
What about when Dallas blew up or whatever that show was called? Dallas, didn't they?
Oh, yeah. Who shot JR?
Yeah.
South Fork. I was down in the ranch several years ago. Looking at his car. And you know what the most impressive thing for me was? J.R. Ewing's car. It was a Cadillac that they have preserved.
You would think and
that's really neat.
Jason Matheson, who stays there on the regular.
Yeah, Jason's a huge fan. I talked to him about it. Stay out of my way, Swellen, or I will destroy you. Direct quote from J.R.
During an era where TV was pretty much non-existent for me, never have seen an episode of Dallas.
Oh, my God, you're missing out. It's like Peaky Blinders, but it's South.
Would you guys like a fun fact about Chris Reavers?
Yeah.
The Dallas theme song is the one thing I know how to play on the piano.
Really?
Yep.
Do you have a keyboard here you could play for us?
John, you got to continue.
I don't know.
If you don't take control, John.
I'm sorry.
You just let this continue and sit there and listen to this BS.
It's your fault, John.
It's your fault, John.
It's your show.
My fault. The preliminary data said the game benefited from a confluence of factors, the matchup, of course, an overtime comeback victory, and increased fan interest surrounding the relationship of Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. The previous record, if you're wondering, of the most watched TV program ever was just a year ago, the Super Bowl. 115.1 million viewers watched the Chiefs beat the Philadelphia Eagles in that game.
That NFL has the world by the scrotum, doesn't it? Just really has it.
You said half the country. In all seriousness, what was the other half watching? You were watching golf, but what was the other, you know what I mean?
What if you had it on, but the whole time you were watching stuff on your phone? I had headphones on, stuff on my phone.
Yeah, I think you're locked in there. Hmm.
The Kennedy family disavowing a campaign ad from Robert Kennedy Jr. that ran during Super Bowl on Sunday. The ad, created and ran by American Values Super PAC, splices images of Kennedy Jr. into an ad that is one from the John Kennedy, Kennedy for Me ad in 1960. My cousin's Super Bowl ad used our uncle's faces and my mother. She would be appalled by his deadly health care views, according to Bobby Shriver, the son of Eunice Kennedy Shriver. The ad is the pinned tweet on Kennedy's ex profile. As of Monday afternoon, the ad cost $7 million to run, according to American Values. Kennedy apologized on X, saying, "I'm so sorry if the Super Bowl advertisement caused anyone in my family pain."
That's not an apology. That's a non-apology apology.
That's why it's perfect. Yeah.
The ad was created and aired by the American Values Super PAC without any involvement or approval from my campaign. American Values PAC attempted to tie Kennedy Jr. to the legacy of John Kennedy over the objections of the rest of the family. The most recent poll that includes the independent candidate from Atlas Intel shows Kennedy receiving 5% of responses in a race that features Donald Trump, Joe Biden, and Kennedy.
Which one of those sea hags is Eunice?
Isn't she locked up in the Twitch farm somewhere?
No, that's another. That's we lost her, I think. Eunice was who? Is that Shriver's wife?
Yeah.
Sergeant Shriver.
Sergeant Shriver's wife.
That's Sergeant.
What's her name's mom? The one that's married to Arnold. Pam Shriver.
Used to be Maria Shriver.
Thank you.
You have to admit, Joe, there is something delightful about seeing the Kennedy family squabble like this.
Yeah.
It's fun.
That's where the term windmilling comes from. Those Kennedys are alternative energy.
Let me grab a lawn chair and some popcorn and sit here and watch this family dissolve.
Rosemary. Yeah. Was Rosemary the crazy
Rosemary
one?
I know, Rosemary was fine, but the old man had her decommissioned.
I see.
Decommissioned.
Yeah.
J.M. Jimmy Von. Oh, jeez. Let me start over with this one. J.M. Jimmy Van Eaton. A pioneer rock and roll drummer who played behind Jerry Lee Lewis and Billy Lee Riley, was somewhat of the Sun drummer at Sun Records in Memphis, died last Friday. He was 86 years old. He became famous playing on lots of Sun Records, including A Whole Lot of Shakin' Going On by Jerry Lee Lewis, Red Hot by Billy Riley. He also played with Bill Justice and on Charlie Rich's early Sun Records. He drifted away from the music business in the 60s, but went back to performing in the 70s after interest in rockabilly grew following the death of Elvis Presley. By the early 80s, he began 4 decades of working in the municipal bond business, but he was also part of the team that played the music for the movie Great Balls of Fire, which was about Jerry Lee Lewis. He was a member of the Rockabilly Hall of Fame and Memphis Music Hall of Fame. He moved from Tennessee to Alabama a few years ago.
What was his name?
Jimmy Van Eaton.
He had a European cousin, Vacha.
Nope.
See, that's what has to stop.
Vacha Van Eaton.
I can't deal with that anymore.
Vacha Van Eaton.
No, I know, but it's just...
It's European, you wouldn't understand.
That's like Anya Marks.
Anya Marks.
She was fast. She's a fast runner.
Well, he named it after her.
You're just such a dumbass.
It's just...
Can't be done. Try to duplicate that.
Somebody's going to have to give Reavers...
You're not on the Bernard podcast, huh?
Somebody's going to have to give him CPR. Look at his face.
Vacha?
So red.
Look how red his face is.
Who's red? Look at Reavers.
Reavers. Look at
90% of the time, 90% of the time, I know when he's full of S, but then when he draws me, I'm like, oh, he's got something here.
Yeah, European.
Vacha
Van Eaton. Vacha Van Eaton. Now, if you put that kind of effort into booking a guest.
Yeah.
No, that's true. Wow. I got to call Duluth. I mean, this is. Wow.
I'd be getting Joe Rogan money.
A little tuckered out right now.
If you'd work a little harder, I'd get Joe Rogan money.
Amen.
And.
European cousin.
Vacha. Vacha Van Eaton.
And he sets it up, and I fall for it. What was that his name again? Oh, it's Jimmy Van Eaton, Rook.
Don't do that anymore.
A woman who was attacked by her own bull back in November received unexpected news while in the hospital treating her injuries. That's kind of a cool
She's
story,
pregnant?
Actually. No.
We don't have a cow.
We got a bull.
Teal Mull. That's her name. Teal Mull was on her ranch November 10th last year when she walked outside to see her son getting attacked by their 2,000-pound bull they call Barry. Her neck.
Come on, John. You only did no way. Show's over. Story's done.
Oh, no.
It should be pointed out.
I don't know any Barry.
Barry is spelled. Barry is spelled B-E, such as strawberry, that kind of thing. Her next decision was one any mother would make. With her son knocked out, she tried to block the bull. The bull chased her around in circles until eventually it rammed her and gored her. She was then knocked to the ground by the bull. She said at that point, I kind of gave up the ghost. I was like, okay, Lord, I'm done here. I can't hold out any longer. However, her brother-in-law, Garth Mull,
who was watching from behind the curtains,
raced over it with a tractor and pushed the bull away.
Jesus, John.
Teal was left with face and body bruises as well as a broken rib after the attack. Sounds awful, right?
What did she learn in the hospital?
Well, funny you should ask, Joe. Thanks for asking. She was taken to the hospital. It revealed after they did all the tests, she had lung cancer.
Ooh.
Wow.
The cancer had the potential to kill her within a year, but Tampa General Hospital's Dr. Jonathan Daniel removed the tumor just 2 weeks ago, and yesterday Teal got the good news that her cancer had not spread.
Wow. She promised to give up.
Yep. She promised to give up smoking. Lung cancer oftentimes doesn't show symptoms in the early stages. So
but she's going to visit the bull every other week.
Right, yeah.
She owes that bull a favor.
She was very, very lucky.
Yeah. Word of warning to GLers, do not Google gored by a bull.
No.
Yeah.
Ooh. No. Don't do that.
Tijuana, right? Tijuana.
Thank you, John.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
We'll be back shortly. Are we done?
Rookie here for... Zero Res.
The Earth is not your mother. The Joe Soucheray Show.
Yes, sir.
I'll tell you what, Zero Res carpet cleaning, they've got right now in the month of love, February, the Love Your Rug special. And what that means is you're going to get a really good deal because, number one, they're professionals. They'll come out with professional equipment. And it's very efficient equipment. They'll get that rooms clean, the hallway, whatever the case may be, the air ducts, and they're out of there in no time. You need to get on their schedule, so I'll give you their phone number shortly, but a little more background. They have over 17,000 Google reviews, 4.9 rating. It's a Minnesota company here, and right now during the Love Your Rug special, you have to ask for it, you get three rooms Zero Resified that start at $119 and a free hallway. Also, the dirt and dander that's in your air ducts this month takes $75 off when you get your air ducts Zero Res clean. The phone number, as promised earlier in this wonderful endorsement, 952-ZEROREZ, or go online at ZeroResMinnesota.com and tell them you would like the rookie Love Your Rug special. Also, commercial businesses, protect your employees and customers by getting your floor is completely professionally done by Zero Res. Commercial cleaning estimate, 952 Zero Res. The pros at Zero Res are going to give you a great deal. So call them today, 952 ZEROREZ.
Only because they come to us all the way from Lake Las Vegas, Nevada, where the traveling Livemans are bivouacked. It's on this day in history. You ready? Was on this day.
Are you talking about Galentine Day, February 13th?
In 1857, Isanti County was created and named for an eastern group of Dakota, the Isanti, dwellers of the knife camp. They live on knives, would be the translation. They are a Mattawatin, Sisseton, Wahpeton, and Wakapakut. Wakapatoot bands. On this day in 1906,
213,
William Williams was hanged in a bungled execution in Ramsey County Jail for the murders of a teenage boy with whom he was sexually involved and the boy's mother. Williams was the 25th man and the last person of the 26 legally executed in the state, as capital punishment was abolished in Minnesota in 1911. Following public revulsion and outcry caused by vivid newspaper accounts of his protracted sufferings due to a rope that was too long.
Wow.
They screwed that up.
Yeah, whoops.
Walls would give that guy a raise. It was on this day.
Wow.
It was on this day in 1909, President Theodore Roosevelt established the Superior National Forest. 6 weeks later, Ontario's government responded in kind by creating Quetico Provincial Forest Reserve. Exploitative practices were restricted in these areas, preserving a beauty of the lakes and trees for future generations.
That was a good line, by the way.
On this day,
213,
in 1918, Patty Berg was born in Minneapolis. Oh. A member of the World Golf Hall of Shame.
Whoa, careful.
World Golf Hall of Fame. She won the U.S. Women's Open in 1946 and claimed a victory in 7 Western Open tournaments and 4 title holders championships.
Got it.
And not finally. On this day.
February 13th.
In 1933, Lian W. Chin was born in Canton, China. And she then became famous for her chain of restaurants.
Yeehaw.
And finally, on this day,
213,
in 1976, more than 400 bookbinders in the Twin Cities went on strike against the Quality Park, Minnesota Heinrich McKay and Tension Envelope Companies. That would be Harvey.
Okay.
After a bargaining session failed to resolve differences about a new contract, including a disagreement about a cost of living clause, the striking members of the Graphic Arts International Union settled with all their employers 2 months later. Mm. Thank you, GLers.
Yeah. He needed a binder.
Nice work.
Quickly, Mike Price is a Garage Logic Town Council member and said Rose was the mother of JFK and RFK. Rosemary was a daughter of Rose and sister to JFK and RFK.
Was Eunice a sister?
I don't know.
Who the hell was Eunice?
Eunice was the sister, right?
Yeah, she was.
Husband to Rose and father to JFK, RFK, and Rose took it upon himself to institutionalize Rose following her outbursts and aggression after being committed.
They went after her with a drill, right?
Yeah, they gave her the old lobotomy without telling her about it.
Yeah.
In a nunnery in Wisconsin.
Correct.
Some convent in Wisconsin.
In 2005.
That kept her quiet. Yeah.
Yes. So thank you, Mike. Appreciate it.
Mellowed her right out.
Hey, how about, let's see, let's go to promo copy number 2. No, wait, I did that one yesterday. How about YouTube? If you can't get enough of Garage Logic, join the thousands of GLers who have found us on YouTube. All you got to do, just search for Garage Logic Podcast and subscribe for daily content, including behind-the-scenes content, full segments, video shorts. That's Garage Logic Podcast on YouTube.
You chopped that perfect.
Thanks, bro. It is time once again that we check in with our guy, Mr. Money Talk. Josh Arnold is with us once again here in Garage Logic. And now's the time for you to do the same. So do not delay. Do exactly what I did and pick up that phone and dial 952-925-5608. That number once again is 952-925-5608. You call that number, you get Josh. And you will always get straight talk. You will never get sugar-coated advice. And Josh is there for you for that free 48-minute financial consultation. Yes, I said the word free, and he's on the line with us right now here in Garage Logic. And boy, Josh, so much to discuss today, because I know you do want to talk about the Fed earnings, and you'd like to discuss the Super Bowl.
What did you just say? Did you say TF? Is that who you said? Chris, did you say TF?
I think I did.
Oh my goodness. Those initials, TF, has as much power on the market as other initials, AI. And if any stock has any relationship to AI and TS, you're going to make some money. TS is an economy unto herself. She generates, in every weekend that she shows up or does a concert in a particular, she generates to that metropolitan area Super Bowl type money. I mean, that is huge. And the addition of Taylor Swift to the NFL, I'll say the NFL economy, has been huge. And I've gotten accused of being down on Taylor Swift. Far from it. I have no idea. If somebody said, pick one of her songs, I'd have no idea. I'm still back with the Beach Boys, Buddy Holly, Simon and Garfunkel, and Bruce Springsteen. Maybe a little Frank Sinatra thrown in. Taylor Swift plays to packed arenas, packed stadiums, and does a wonderful job in adding to the economy. Want to participate in Taylor Swift a little bit? If you were watching the Super Bowl, FanDuel, owned by Flutter, which is an English company currently having a listing on the New York Stock Exchange under FLUT, and favorite DraftKings, did very well at the Super Bowl. Live Entertainment, which I've talked about before, reports their earnings in the coming weeks. They're definitely a beneficiary of the Taylor Swift economy. And of course, bear in mind that some of the companies that I've talked about may not be for you. They may have too much risk, but those are just three names out there that benefit from the Taylor Swift economy. Then if I add in artificial intelligence, man, now we expand that list. Here's companies like FanDuel, DraftKings, and of course, Live Entertainment do utilize artificial intelligence to help them plot out ticket sales and betting lines and who likes what and when. I think that's pretty interesting. Then I take a look at some of the larger companies involved with both music and, of course, artificial intelligence, whether that be Spotify, which is talked about, it favorite Apple. And Apple, by the way, is coming out with their own generative artificial intelligence product later this year. I think it's going to happen before June. So there is, with those four initials, AITS, some opportunities, and again, not without risk. Of course, I do emphasize some of these companies may not be suitable for you, so please talk to your financial advisor about them. Meantime, today's market was down, the largest it's been in several years, right at the open on the consumer price index number coming in a little bit hotter. And I say just a little bit hotter than had been expected. And that gave traders, both in the stock market and the bond market, a lot of pause. Oh my goodness, the Fed with this CPI report will probably not be cutting interest rates as we had thought, not me, but others had thought in March, and maybe not even cut in May if the CPI number continues this hot. Well, the CPI, 35% of that still is related to housing costs. Are they up or down? Well, they're not down enough to suit the Fed. And then, of course, there's wages. Wages are up, but unemployment numbers have also been rising a little bit. But you have those two issues, wages up, housing prices not coming down, a little hot, and the economy's running a little bit stronger than had been expected. Hence, you get a little hotter inflation number. Friday, we've got the producer price index, which will probably follow along with the CPI, as service costs are definitely up a little bit. Just pay attention to some of the earnings reports that have been coming out recently and seeing some price increases across the board. Coca-Cola reported their numbers, lighter volume here in North America. They made up with higher cost per can. Coke, a very old favorite of mine, a pretty solid dividend producer and has had a history of rising dividends, could face some issues, as could Pepsi-Cola, which owns Frito-Lay, because of all the weight loss drugs that are out there, and that could cut into some sales. Weight loss drugs, well, they come from the likes of Eli Lilly and Novo Nordisk and have been powering both of those stocks. Pharmaceuticals, interesting, but not something for me.
Excellent advice, Mr. Money Talk. Well, you heard him, GLers. Now's the time for you to pick up the phone and make the call for that free 48-minute financial consultation by dialing 952-925-5608, where you always get straight talk and never, ever sugar-coated advice. Josh, once again, thank you so much for the time and the chat. Have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you again on Thursday.
I hope you won your Super Bowl bet. I did not.
Fantastic. We'll talk to you Thursday.
Bye.
Investment services offered by Josh Arnold Investment Consultant, LLC, a security investment advisor. Past performance is no guarantee of future results. All investments involve risk. All comments and opinions are Josh Arnold's and do not constitute investment advice.
Chris Reavers is a paid endorser.